Some people fear to come to God lest he fall upon them in judgment and punish them for their sins, but not so. Faith has the assurance that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 reads, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." This verse of Holy Scripture is a key to understanding the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. This chapter, often called the faith chapter of the Bible, gives illustration after illustration of the effect of faith in the lives of men and women in ancient times. So we might be prone to ask, faith was effective for them, what difference does it make today? Well, Hebrews 11:6 replies, "Apart from faith, it is impossible to truly please God. For no one comes into God's presence until he has the settled conviction that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him by revealing himself to them." So I call your attention to three principles of faith suggested in this verse. First, faith is essential to please God. Second, faith is based on the reality of God. And third, faith is confident of the grace of God. Let's think of these one by one. First, faith is essential to please God. There can be no question about that. Now, God has said as clearly as human language can express it, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. That word impossible means it is not capable of being done by any person in any time or place under any circumstance. We show the intensity of the word by saying it is absolutely impossible, or an absolute impossibility. Kenneth Taylor's paraphrase of that clause is, "You can never please God without faith." Now that truth is well attested in other passages of Holy Scripture. Romans chapter 14, verse 23 reads, that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now where faith is absent, in other words, sin is always present. So the person who comes to God without faith comes to him with increasing sin. Would God accept such a person? The Bible replies with a resounding no. Two blind men came to Jesus with the cry, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They were wanting their sight. Jesus asked, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" They replied, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Immediately, they were able to see. Now notice their healing was according to their faith. They believed, so they saw. If they had not believed, there would have been no miracle performed, and they would have remained blind. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him. In the 9th chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans, he reports how God offered his imputed righteousness to people in ancient Israel. But though they followed their system of laws, they never obtained righteousness. Why? Paul answers, because they sought it not by faith. Abraham was declared righteous when he believed in the Lord. Habakkuk announced, "The just shall live by faith." And the writer of the epistle to the Hebrews warns that those who do not believe can never enter into the rest God has for his people. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Notice second, faith is based on the truth of the reality of God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. Yes, anyone who approaches God must believe that he exists, that there is a God. That is the bare essential without which there is no faith. Now, the Bible nowhere attempts to prove the existence of God. It begins with the majestic statement, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Then the rest of the Bible gives its attention to revealing the nature and work of the God who is. Psalm 14:1 warns, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Now, if you look at that verse carefully in the King James Version, you will discover the verb "there is not in the Hebrew text. It's applied in English to clarify the meaning. The fool has said in his heart, no God. That might mean he might be saying God does not exist, or he might be saying there is no God for me. If there is a God, I do not need him, nor need to be concerned about him. But either way, one is a fool and has cut himself off from God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. The God who is has revealed himself so that we could know him. He has revealed himself through nature, in that the invisible things of him from the creation of the earth are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power in Godhead. He has received himself through conscience, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. And the work of God is written in their hearts, their conscience bearing them witness. God has revealed himself through the Bible. For Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me." He has revealed himself in his only begotten Son, even the Lord Jesus Christ. For God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by a Son. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. You can know God personally today if you will exercise faith, for he who comes to God must believe that he is. The third thing that is taught in this passage is that faith is confident of the grace of God. Some people fear to come to God lest he fall upon them in judgment and punish them for their sins, but not so. Faith has the assurance that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, he is a rewarder, but what does that mean? It means the person who comes to God will be profited by meeting him. God meets that person, comforts him, assures him, supplies him. He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. They who wait upon the Lord shall increase their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Read Psalm 91, and rejoice in the blessing that God promises to those who abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Fourth, faith recognizes the requirements of God. For whom does God meet? Whom does he reward? It is the ones who diligently seek him. God's requirements is that men seek him, and that we seek him in faith. Come to God now with the assurance that he blesses those who seek him. Psalm 34, verse 4 testifies, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Psalm 119, verse 2, pronounces the blessing on those who seek him with the whole heart. Jeremiah 29, verses 13 and 14, records God's promise, "You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you," the Lord says. Isaiah 55, 6 advises, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He will have mercy. He will abundantly pardon." So on the basis of Holy Scripture, come to God now. Father, we recognize how important it is for us to believe and trust you, and we do believe that you exist and that you are a God of grace. So with our whole hearts, we desire to meet you, and to share fellowship with you. Thank you for meeting each one who is seeking you with the whole heart just now. In Jesus' name, amen.